so carefree. Can you hear the roaring river? Do you see that shimmering lake? And when we stood atop Mount Albert, the world was ours to take. And I'm going back to Gaspésie. Do you remember that summer when we were so carefree? Can you hear the roaring river? Do you see that shimmering lake? When we stood atop Mount Albert, the world was ours to take. In Gaspésie.
My name is Nevaeh. I lost my foot in a lawnmower accident. Now I teach other children how to play safe. Kids shouldn't play near lawnmowers. Lawnmowers are very loud. The driver wouldn't be able to hear you if you were playing anywhere near. It's very important to be cautious.
Whatever game you play, play safe.
A message from the War Amps. Learn more at waramps.ca.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
Can't help ourselves. side by side in the cantinas, talk to senoritas and drink warm beer. Yeah, the good guys and the bad guys, but they never work fast food around here. They sit side by side in the cantinas, talk to senoritas.
And you're here on the Roundup with Connor and Justin on Wednesday nights, playing you some country music along with everything else under the sun. And that last one you heard was some Dwight Yoakam there with Streets of Bakersfield. And we kick this one off with The Refreshments out of Arizona with their 96 song Mexico, which is off their album Fizzy Fuzzy Big and Buzzy. Ah, I love saying that album. Fun album to say, kind of a tongue twister. I actually bought that album back in high school after hearing one of the singles on it on my local rock radio station. They had a program called the 90s Nooner where they would play a few lesser known kind of singles from the 90s that might have been popular at the time but hadn't really been played on the radio recently. And that's how I heard of The Refreshments. And when I was on lunch break going to the local record store in between classes at high school, stumbled upon that record, gave it a shot, and maybe that was one of my first ever, could you say, alt-country records that I ever bought. So cool, and kind of broke me into some new music.
Yeah, and that's a band from Arizona, you say, and we're gonna play a lot of music from that area of the world on this show today. We've got a loose theme for this show, and we're playing a lot of Mexican and Spanish inspired and Tex-Mex music today. So we'll stray from that a little bit, but for the most part, expect to hear a lot of Spanish guitars and a lot of accordions, just like you heard in those first couple songs there. And that last one we played, that was Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens, actually. And that was a song first recorded by Buck Owens in the early 70s and was re-recorded by Dwight Yoakam, featuring the then-retired Buck Owens. Brought him out of retirement for that one, and became Dwight Yoakam's first number one hit. On the accordion on that one was Flaco Jimenez, who played maybe best known among rock circles for playing with the Rolling Stones in the parts of the 70s, and they called him the father of congento music, which is kind of a fusion between American and German, and but a lot of Mexican style in there. And I'm gonna play a lot of that kind of music today, and a lot of songs featuring Flaco Jimenez on the accordion, actually, including this next one. So with Soy de San Luis, and please forgive us for our Spanish pronunciations in the rest of the show. Here's the Texas Tornadoes on CILU 102.7.
So bonita that I had to marry her. le pregunté a Cupido que con tantas se contenta, que con cuántas se contenta. Yo le pregunté a Cupido y me contestó afligido, a mí ni con 50, son tan grandes que he tenido que hasta he perdido la cuenta.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido.
A Cupido, dame la mano. Tenía mi Cupido vestida de seda china, vestida de seda china. Yo tenía mi Cupido y me dijo el pobrecito, no cantes que me lastima, cantes que me lastima mi pobre corazoncito.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido.
A Cupido, dame la mano. ¡Uy, chalewa! Yo le pregunté a Cupido que si enamora casadas, que si enamora casadas. Yo le pregunté a Cupido y me contestó afligido, esas son las más amadas porque tienen su marido y no son interesadas.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame.
Dame la mano, Cupido.
You're listening to The Roundup here on CILU 102.7. And that last one you heard was Oye Como Va by Santana off of the 1970 album Abraxas, I believe that is pronounced. Before that, we had Los Super 7 with their song Cupido off the 2005 album Heard It on the X. And that one featured vocals by Freddie Fender of the Texas Tornadoes, who they performed the song we had before that, and that was Soy de San Luis, and that featured vocals by Texas Tornadoes members Flaco Jimenez and Doug Sam. So a couple of Texas Mexican American supergroups there we had for you, and the former Texas Tornadoes actually won a Grammy in 1990 for that song we played for Best Mexican American Performance. And Connor, I know you've been a fan of that Santana song for a long time. How long exactly?
Well, I actually first heard it in junior high because I was a part of a jazz band in junior high. I played the trombone. I didn't necessarily play the trombone really well, but I was always the first to stand up.
I also played the trombone in
junior high. I was always the first to stand up and solo, though. So I had that kind of pizzazz and zest that my jazz band teacher really liked. And whenever he asked us to play solos, I would literally stand up on top of my chair and like blast the trombone.
Well, I never stood up on top of my chair, but it's good. A couple of trombone players who didn't stick with it here, so.
But
can appreciate a good trombone solo though.
Yeah. I didn't solo to that song. We didn't have any room for solos there. I was just doing the brass hits where the organ would be in that song. But we played that in jazz band, actually, and our jazz band teacher actually got us to play a multitude of genres. We played everything from Oye Como Va by Santana to some Charles Mingus and some Miles Davis, which was really cool. And he burned us a CD of all the songs that we played in jazz band, and that was kind of my gateway to that kind of music from a kid that was listening to a lot of Sum 41 and Blink 182 at the time. And we're gonna get some Canadian tunes coming up, and these are gonna be as Latin, I guess, as Canadian artists that I know go. So it's gonna be a lot of rock. And actually, I was listening to a BTO Greatest Hits CD one time with my friend, but he didn't know what CD was in the player. And this one of the songs we're going to play next came on, Blue Collar by BTO. He was like, there's no way that could be BTO. Like, he was completely in disbelief until I showed him what CD was playing inside the CD player. So that was fun, and we're going to play that one second in line. But first, we have a band who I consider to be kind of disciples of BTO and the Guess Who. It's the Sheepdogs, and we're going to play a song from their 2010 album, Learn and Burn. And we're actually going to play the title track, which is might be a stretch to call this Latin rock, but I think the spirit is there. So without further ado, here's the Sheepdogs of Learn and Burn on CILU 102.7.
Well, I can't keep looking backwards.
There's a lot for me to learn.
And I'm looking forward overly.
There's a lot for me to burn.
There's a wood outside no window.
There's a lot for me to learn.
I hear less than half of what I see.
There's a lot for me to burn.
Conversations.
There's a lot for me to learn.
And Facebook invitations.
There's a lot for me to learn.
Yeah, all the mystery is over, yeah.
There's a lot for me to learn.
But I keep coming up empty-handed, baby.
There's a lot for me to learn.
coming up empty-handed, baby.
God call me to murder.
Thank you. that beat, and I keep time. Your restless face is no longer mine. I rest my feet while the world's in heat, and I wish that you could do the same. Blue collar.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
You're tuned in on the Roundup here on CILU 102.7. And that last one back from 1973 with BTO with Blue Collar off of their debut album. And a lot of people called Randy Bachman, I don't know if crazy is the right word to describe it, but a lot of people kind of ostracized him in the Winnipeg music scene for leaving the Guess Who. They thought he was a bit of a fool for striking out on a solo career, but I mean, it's not necessarily to say that he had the last laugh, as both BTO and the Guess Who went on to enjoy fruitful careers, but you can definitely say that maybe you ain't seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. Could be something that he would have said about his newfound success. For that, we had Learn and Burn by the Sheepdogs. And that's a title track from their 2010 album. And that's the album that really broke them in. And the Sheepdogs, definitely a band that's kind of indebted to BTO. So that's why I chose to play those two songs together.
Yeah, that was a great kind of a student and a teacher there of that that style of rootsy, slightly, I would say, progressive and taking some steps, but very rooted in roots and blues rock. And yeah, some excellent guitar work on both those songs. And I love that little Canadian interjection in the middle of the show here before we go back to a few more Spanish and Mexican and even a Cuban song here in this next block here we're gonna throw in. But first here, we got a song by the artist that inspired us to do this show, or this themed show anyways, of of a Mexican and Spanish inspired music. Was listening to this artist and figured, man, there's a lot of this good stuff out here. We should showcase it. So off their album Music for All Occasions, here's the Mavericks with Something Stupid on CILU 102.7.
I'd stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the nights so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right, your perfume my head, the stars get red and all the nights so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
Quiero sentar en aquel tronco que veo. si no puedo llegar. Canto cerro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto voy para Mayarí. Canto cerro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto voy para Mayarí. Canto cerro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto voy para Mayarí.
Much brighter. que estoy afuera, pero el día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
Llorar, 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 llorar.
Dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te vas a quedar. Con dinero y sin dinero, hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina, ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo. Enseñó que mi destino era rodar y rodar.
Rodar y rodar, rodar y rodar.
Luego me dijo un arriero que no hay que llegar primero, pero hay que saber llegar. Con dinero y sin dinero, hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina, ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo el rey.
You're tuned into the Roundup on CILU 102.7. And we hope you've enjoyed today's show. We're almost here at the end. We've played a special Mexican and Spanish themed show for you today. And that artist there, this is our first time playing him in the show. And really, I'm a little surprised that it is. All the influential music he's made, that was George Strait. And that was his version of the Spanish sort of Mexican cowboy standard El Rey, written in the 1940s originally. And a fantastic job of that song. I would not have known that was George Strait if I would have heard that without the artist attached. So great job. Before that, we had Cake with their song Mexico. Before that, we had the Buena Vista Social Club, and that was an ensemble of Cuban musicians who played the song Cubano style from the 40s and 50s, and where they were reassembled in the 90s by Ry Cooter, put the project together and produced that excellent Cuban jazz album. And that song was called Chan Chan. And to start that block off, we had the Mavericks with background vocals from Trisha Yearwood and their song Something Stupid. Got one more for you at the end here. And we mentioned Ry Cooter organized that Buena Vista Social Club album, talking about the confluence of Mexican and American music, and gotta play some Ry Cooter himself to end this show off. So, Connor, what are we gonna end with here? This is a song from originally written in the 1920s, I believe, eh?
Yes, and we're gonna play a 1987 live version with a fantastic guitar solo coming up, and this Ry Cooter tune, I guess not necessarily his tune, but the song that he's playing. Yeah. How can a poor man stand such times?
And live.
I remember a time everything was cheap. Prices these days puts a working man right to sleep. When we get our grocery bill, we just feel like making out our will. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and days. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and days? Doctor comes around with his face all bright. Happy doctor comes. Says in just, what's that? Oh, very little while, you're gonna be all right. Oh, that scared me. And all he gives you is a humbug pill. A dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Thank you. most of your preachers out there preaching for gold these days. Seems like very few of them are interested in souls anymore. Especially the TV kind, you know what I'm talking about. But that's what keeps us poor folks always down in a hole. You know, I'm especially talking about the kind of preachers who wear the suits and have the funny haircuts and live in Washington, D.C. Well, we can hardly get our breath. Taxed and schooled, preached half to death. You tell me tonight.